Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Oh, and that fell. Tara, who is down?
And you see, he's leaking. He won't need major repairs.
It hurt. Got some work done, stitches. Wasn't able to play. Wanted to be there with his teammates.
Dale Arnold.
30,000 little kids that are going to have a similar memory to what I had. That on steroids.
Rich Keefe.
You're going to be the new Jeopardy champion.
What a game. Oh, my God.
Dale and Keefe. You're going after Doug Vaughn?
I've never met Dino.
I would summarily kick each and every one of their asses.
You've never met this guy? He's going to fight everybody on our station.
He's going to fight all of us.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I don't even know where to start with all the stuff in the open that sort of begins our day and everything that's going on here. And yeesh. All right, first of all, let's start with the worst news of the night, which is what the heck is the status for Zdeno Chara going forward?
Boy. Yeah, I think we found out what the key is, though, for the Blues to win a game, Dale, and that is for the Bruins to have five defensemen. I think if they only have five defensemen out there, they have a pretty good shot at it. Because Chara goes down early second period and is out for the whole second period.
He missed the final 16:57 of the second and all of the third.
And so he was sitting out there, which was pretty misleading. Because if you know anything about hockey players, they play. Like, they always, always, always play. You find out after the fact that, oh, this guy had a torn ACL. This guy, you know, lost a rib. This guy had, you know, a severe concussion. Like, they always play. And when he came back out there, and he looked miserable. Like, that look... Like, he looked...
He was in...
So much pain. Obviously, so much pain.
Such pain.
First of all, terrible sign. Anytime a guy is down on the ice and his gloves aren't on, and that's what we got with him, and he's grabbing at his face, and you're like, oh, man. And what a kind of innocuous shot, too. I don't know if that was a shot or a bad pass or what it was, but it went up by the face, hit him square, and he goes down. But then when he comes out and they put the big cage around his face, I was like, all right, he's going to try to go. And he's one of the few guys that doesn't even have like the little mini shield or whatever. And so that'd be probably take him a little bit to get used to. That's even what the announcers were saying. Like, well, now it's going to be a different look for him. But, you know, he'll get his feet under him. But he never played. He sat on the bench. They made a note of how, you know, in between periods or whatever, he came out there and or during one of the timeouts and was trying to get everybody going. But then he just sat back there on the ice. So that was... That was a huge loss for them, and plus having to go with the five defensemen again, and we'll get into it, but Cassidy talked about even, you know, being late on some of the changes and things like that. They kind of had some issues with that led to some Blues goals.
The Bruins right now are missing three of their top six defensemen. Kevin Miller's been out for a while, but he's one of your top six. Matt Grzelcyk, obviously knocked out earlier in the series by Oscar Sundqvist, and now Zdeno Chara out, well, at least for, you know, two-thirds of last night's game.
Right.
Going forward, who knows? And it's starting to catch up to him a little bit. But the question I have for Jermaine Wiggins and others like him, you've been saying how the Bruins would look better if Chara didn't play. How did it look to you over the last two periods?
Well, that's not fair, is it?
No.
How's that fair?
No.
They had five defensemen, Dale.
No,
I think they can win without Chara. You don't?
I think it's going to be much more difficult.
Oh, I think they can win the series still
so
without
Stephen
Chara.
So Stephen Kampfer instead of Chara, and you're okay?
Just a body, yeah. Just give me somebody else.
Just a body is better than Chara?
Then five guys having to play as much?
I understand.
Yes, it is. No,
obviously,
it's not better
six
than
is better
Chara,
than five.
But you can win without Chara.
No, but that's the... And I heard Wiggy this morning.
If you were ranking the guys on the team, most important... If you lost Tuukka, that's probably the most important loss.
Oh, yeah, you're
if
you're in deep trouble.
Bergeron, that's the next most important. Marchand, McAvoy, Carlo, you know, the way he's going, Coyle. Like, all these guys, to me, would rank higher than Chara. He's probably somewhere in the middle. Like, if you say he's towards the bottom, that's wrong. But he's not towards the top anymore either.
But that's the point I'm making. For people like Jermaine and others, you know, you're better off if he's not playing. You're a better team without him. Because remember the game that he missed in the Carolina series. It was, see, You played better when he's not out there. No, you don't play better when he's not out there.
Nobody's saying that.
Oh, well, no, the guy's sitting right there.
Swiggy's the one guy saying you're better without him. But I'm just saying you can still win without him. I think you can. The Blues played their ass off last night. The Blues are fantastic. But it helps if you play two periods of hockey with five defensemen. And, you know, Connor Clifton picked a really bad time to be terrible. He had had a really good playoff run. I think more ups than downs for Connor Clifton. Cliffy hockey, all that stuff. I thought he's been pretty good. He was really bad. And when you only have five defensemen, one of them can't be as bad as he was. So if you give me, you know, they haven't ruled Grizzlick out. I'd be surprised if he played. But they haven't ruled him out.
I don't think he's skating yet.
Well, Cassidy said
he was back in Boston. He's feeling better.
Yeah, so,
you know, we're not ruling out that he could play again in this series. Anything's possible. I understand that. It doesn't seem very likely.
No.
You're not getting Kevin Miller back.
No.
You're probably not getting Matt Grizzlick back.
But that's,
and based on what I saw last night, yeah, I'll be surprised if Chara plays Thursday.
Me too. I'd be shocked, actually, because usually guys can sort of fight through it. They have the adrenaline. It's in game.
Well, you don't even
realize. Oh, yeah. You don't even realize how bad you're hurt. You play, and then the next day you wake up and you're like, oh, my God. Like, can't even get out of bed or whatever.
Can you imagine how he must feel today?
Terrible. Just absolutely terrible. So I'd be surprised. A guy that tough to miss two periods of a game, I'd be shocked. Now, they do have the 2 days off rather than just the one.
That'll help.
But I'd be surprised if you saw him. But this team, and just in recent years, they've been more banged up in the past. Remember a couple of years ago against Ottawa, they had no defensemen. They had to burn a year out of McAvoy because they literally had no defensemen. So I'm not going to use injury as an excuse. I mean, the Blues didn't have Vince Dunn for a while. He shows up yesterday. He looked great. He gave them a shot in the arm. So they didn't have him for a while. Rob Thomas has been out after the Torrey Krug hit. Sundquist was his own doing. That was a suspension. But they've missed
guys. You're going to lose players throughout the course of the playoffs. That's always going to happen. But it's like the old Bill Parcells line. You know, you can take injuries unless a whole bunch of injuries happen at the same position.
Yeah.
And that's where I think you look right now. At least based on what we think is going to happen on Thursday, they're going to have to play with their number 7, 8, and 9 defensemen.
Right.
They're going to have to get minutes out of what they would consider their numbers 7, 8, and 9 defensemen.
Yeah, but Clifton's been playing a ton anyway.
He's been great.
And I know he's probably, what, 7 on your list, right? So he's,
yes.
So, but he's been playing a lot. So
and
it's
then
not
Moore
like,
and Kampfer.
Yeah, Kampfer, I mean, is obviously one that's not ideal. Like anybody who's just been out for so long, that's kind of like, oh, boy.
Well, I saw people on Twitter last night. My buddy Andrew Raycroft was suggesting that, you know, is it time to play Juho Vaakanainen on Thursday? Now, we're talking about a kid who got concussed in his first game for the Boston Bruins.
Yeah.
I think it was against St. Louis, if I remember.
I can't remember.
I'm not positive.
Okay.
He got hurt. He was kind of in and out of the lineup in Providence. Hasn't played a lot of hockey. He's a kid.
Well, in the
and we're going to stick him in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final.
Cassidy mentioned him yesterday in the post game. He also mentioned Zaboral. I think I was like, "What are we doing? Just go with Kampfer." Like they,
and Stephen Kampfer's got to be going. Really?
He did say, "You know, it's funny because I don't believe it. Neither do you." But and you have to say this if you're the coach. But he said, "Well, Chara and Grizzlick, you know, both could be in or both could be out in Game 5." And I'm like, "Well, I'm leaning towards both are out." But we shall see.
Well, let's hear what Cassidy said post game last night.
We clearly know we got a puck in the face, very uncomfortable. Was advised not to return to play. Had some stitches, probably some dental work in the near future. He wanted to come out on the bench and be with his teammates. That's why he was out there. I don't know his status for Game 5, Kevin. I mean, obviously, when he gets back home, he'll have to be reevaluated, see how he feels tomorrow, for starters. Obviously, if we have some for it, we'll give it to you. So I can't say whether he'd play in Game 5 or not. Kampfer, or we have Vaakanainen and Lozon and Zaboral.
Zaboral.
That would be the route we'd go, and we'd have to look at Kampfer, obviously, first. He's been playing for in the playoffs, but it is another left stick, so we may measure that as well.
It is. The very last line is a huge deal.
Brick and I were
talking about this last night. For some reason, and it's kind of a common thing in hockey, and people can't really understand it, you can have left-shot defensemen who can play on the right side and at least, you know, be okay. It's really rare to find right-shot defensemen who can play on the left side. And Brick was talking about this, you know, off-air last night. We were saying nobody really knows why it is, but it is
kind of a thing.
And it's probably going to be an issue because you're probably going to have to put a guy in there who isn't what you'd like.
But I just, when he said Zaboral, I was like,
you forgot Lozon too.
Yeah, Lozon. No, you mentioned Lozon. I mean, Lozon, I feel like, has a better chance of playing than Zaboral. But either way, I mean, they're going to have to go somewhere. They're going to have to, you know, jumble things up. It's not ideal. It's a big loss. I just don't think it's a series is over loss. It's all right. This is going to be more challenging. It's already going to be a longer series than I ever thought it was. I give St. Louis credit because...
Well, I'm wrong, too. I said five.
I said four. I mean, this is much longer than I thought. And I thought game two was much more of Bruins played like crap and the Blues were just better than crap and they were able to win. Last night was a much more kind of even game at times, but then the Blues also dominated the play. Right before Carlos scored that shorthanded goal, the Blues looked like they were going to score five goals. Like, they were in such command at that point, and Tuukka Rask did a good job of keeping them in it and keeping them off the scoreboard at that time.
Connor Clifton had a 3-minute and 6-second shift, which sounds really impressive.
No, get off the ice.
Until you realize, well, he couldn't. Until you realize Charlie Coyle had a 3-minute and 19-second shift.
The Blues
and couldn't get off the ice.
The Blues changed like three times.
Right.
And they were just stuck in there and they couldn't get off the ice. And that was a problem for them. And they had to be gassed from that. But no, the Blues, and listen, yesterday we were talking about how a lot of their hits, to me, crossed the line from just physical to dirty. Last night, that was a good game. Now, I think they got away with a few, and I think what Berube said probably affected the refs.
I think he worked the officials, and good for him. You know, he's doing his job. He worked the officials, and he won last night.
He won, but most of their hits, I think, were clean, and they were big hits, and they affected the Bruins. They absolutely did. I think that was more in their heads than, say, in game two. And they weren't getting every cheap call. That's how I think it should be officiated. It just hasn't been the first 21 games or 20 games of the postseason. But
well,
they were throwing
even
their weight
around.
That
they did call. I mean, the high hit on Tarasenko, really?
Yeah.
I mean,
that
you talk about a soccer dive.
Right.
You had the goaltender Binnington. They didn't call anything. But Marchand skating around the net and taps him on the pad with his stick, and Binnington goes down like the sniper from Dealey Plaza has mm-hmm. taken him out.
Mm-hmm.
The trip, quote unquote, at center ice where the St. Louis player toe picked.
Oh yeah,
and went down. I mean, the officiating. Sorry for all the Rooneys in South Boston, because Chris Rooney was one of your two referees last night. They were awful.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I think St. Louis, despite what maybe they got away with a little bit, they had big, like, body-on-body hits.
Right.
Like, they felt like they were throwing their weight around, but not to the degree of everything to the head, which it felt like they were kind of doing the first few games of the series, and everything was you know, trying to hurt. You know, the hits stat, which, again, is misleading at times.
Almost always.
It was 44-41 in favor of the Blues. I mean, a big part of that was David Backes was at least trying to throw his weight around a little bit. But no, I mean, the power plays were way down. You know, two opportunities for the Bruins, three for the Blues.
And the two Bruins power plays were terrible.
They were. Well, they had one shot on one of them.
They go 4-for-4 in the previous game. They go 0-for-2 last night, and they were awful.
Yeah.
Now, St. Louis goes 0-for-3. The Bruins' penalty kill's been really good. And in fact, they score the shorthanded goal. The Brandon Carlo goal was shorthanded.
Awesome. Yeah, that was incredible, especially because the momentum was so in favor of the Blues at that point of the game.
Yeah.
You know, they were dominating. They were dominating when it was even strength, and then they got the power play, and then they give up the goal. Like, that was a remarkable sequence, and you thought maybe that was going to be it, but the Blues, and again, I think they kind of wore the Bruins down, and them having to go with five defensemen, kind of similar to game two. You know, when Grizzly gets hurt, it's kind of the same type of deal.
It'll be interesting to see, because most of us who've been around Zdeno Chara for all these years think he's a cyborg. He is as bad a man as there is on the planet. But it was obvious. Not only did they tell him, you can't play, you can't even sit out there unless you put this full bubble shield on. Because if a puck goes over the boards
and you get hit...
You know, you can't even be out there to serve a bench minor if that comes up, because when the penalty's up, you've got to get from the penalty box to the bench, and we don't even want to take the chance on that.
So is he? That's got to be a broken jaw, right? I mean, I don't know if Glenn Ordway has his sources yet. I mean, he was all over the Isaiah Thomas, but I don't know if
fractured jaw or broken jaw or
I never said Glenn, I said fractured upper jaw.
Yeah,
but I don't know if that's what he's got. But it didn't give you hope that he was going to play?
He fractured his jaw. That's what happened. The elbow.
Yeah, it might have been. It was a puck this time. But when he had the cage, I'm like, all right, well, he must be going out there. And then he didn't. And clearly the team was aware of that. So just us as fans
the
watching
trainers
on TV,
they had told everybody. They had told Cassidy he can't play.
Yeah. I said he had a fractured upper jaw.
Yeah. Nobody said broken.
No one said broken. You know, obviously Cassidy knew. I assume that was relayed to the players as well, because my first thought was, if you're not going to play him, don't bring him out there.
Yeah, right.
Because they're all sitting there going, hey, you coming over this time?
Yeah, when was the last time a guy wasn't playing was on the bench? And I'm not talking about a goalie that got yanked.
I'm talking about
a player like that.
I can't think of a scenario like that.
Really bizarre. Now, it makes sense that it'd be a captain, right? Like if somebody wanted to do that and sit out there. But usually if they're hurt, they're done, and you're not going to see them for a little while. So that was obviously brutal. What did you think of the goal less than a minute into the game? Did you put that on Tuukka at all?
No.
The wraparound?
No? I don't mean you. I'm saying we as Boston sports fans have a tendency to assume that every time the other team scores, the goaltender screwed up.
Well, no, I don't think that. I know you're not saying I do, but I'm saying so last game the Bruins allowed, two, three goals, and I don't think any of them were Tuukka's fault. Whereas this game, that little wraparound, you don't see it a ton, and I just wonder if that is the goalie's responsibility to quickly get his skate over there and just block that off, because it's not like he hit it, top shelf or anything.
Right.
He just wrapped it right around and he snuck it in for a quick goal. I know Tuukka was kind of going to his right, and it was quick.
And he was trying to, he couldn't get his skate planted to make the move back across the crease. He actually made a really good save on the first shot. It got deflected. He went to the right post, made the stop, but you could tell he was trying to get his leg planted to get back across.
He was almost there. I think that's probably the closest one to that was on Tuukka, like in this whole series. Like everything else has really been, set up either well, but, there was something that the Bruins kind of screwed up for him, or they, didn't give him a good chance. He didn't see the puck. That was one where he's like, well, maybe you'd like to have that one back.
People bring up the Toronto game, the game in Toronto, the Hockey Night in Canada game, where Steve Kasper dressed Cam Neely and Kevin Stephens and didn't play them a single shift.
Which,
by the way, no one understood then, no one understands now. It's different than Chara, where he's hurt.
I mean,
he can't play.
Right, he's playing.
But he's going to sit there anyway. Right. This was not the coach's decision to bench
him. No. How about when they come out with the shovel to get the blood off the ice?
Yeah.
I would have left it there just for intimidation. I mean, this is the kind of game we're playing here, guys. This is a physical game. Hey, can you bring your shovel out here, get the blood off the ice real quick? You're like, I'll be right back. Yeah, that was gross.
That's when you miss the ice girls. You know when the ice girls used to be a part of it?
Oh, I like that.
I don't skating think around. The
ice girls cleaning taking up some blood.
No. Yeah.
Throwing sand on it.
They're dressed as nurses. Or I probably can't say that anymore.
Maybe just a nurse's
probably
hat.
A totally different thing we're thinking about.
I can't say that anymore. Now, you didn't see any teeth, did you? I only saw blood.
No, but
I'm sure he lost
Bruce
some.
Cassidy said he's probably going to need to get some dental work.
Yeah.
I mean, chances are real good. He lost some teeth.
Who was the player that lost teeth this year and Johnny Boychuk picked him up and handed it to him?
Gave it to the train. Hey, did you lose this?
Oh, that was gross. But that was like, yeah, you guys are going to want these. I'm like, oh, yeah, thanks. Put those right back in my head when I get a chance. But, yeah, the Blues played well. That was the first time, because, again, the Bruins won in game one. I thought they played really poorly. The Bruins did in game two. Dominated game three. This is the first time where I said, wow, the Blues look good. And maybe some of that, I think Vince Dunn helps them. He's better than what they had going
before. Ryan O'Reilly and Alex Petrangelo.
O'Reilly played his ass off.
They were beasts last night.
Yeah,
just so you know, the person that Boychuk, it was David Krejci.
It was Krejci. Right. Yeah.
He handed Krejci his tooth on his way out.
Well, former teammates. Friends.
Yeah, they're buddies.
Hey,
that makes sense.
Wretch.
You got my teeth? I do have your teeth. Here, take these. You have a tooth guy over there on the bench?
He just jammed it in and put a hammer to it. He's fine.
Ugh, that is nasty stuff.
So you've got now a best 2 out of 3. Mm-hmm. You have home ice advantage, although home ice advantage in this series means nothing.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
Both teams are 1-1 on home ice.
Yep. But, three games.
But you'd rather have it than not.
Two games here, right? I think you'll take it. And then Binnington, I guess you got to give him credit, because he'd never been pulled before. And he gets yanked after a terrible game 3, comes back in. Not saying he was unbelievable, but he was more than good enough.
I'll give him credit, but at the same time, I'd rather give more blame to the Bruins. And this goes back to every time you see it happen, you find yourself yelling at the screen to Brad Marchand and others, just shoot the damn
puck. Oh, Marchand more than anybody else.
Stop
shoot
with this. You know, how about if you just take a shot here?
I'd love a shot.
Like on the Brandon Carlo shorthanded goal. You know, Patrice Bergeron shot it looking for a rebound.
There's a lot of rebounds last night.
He was not necessarily trying to score on that play. Would have been happy if he did.
You notice where he shot it, too. Five hole. Because for all series long, that's exactly what Binnington's been letting up. So he doesn't let up that goal, but a huge rebound. And then Carlo's in the right spot, and they score a goal out of it. Yeah, that was weird. Marchand, this can't be right. Credited with zero shots.
Oh, I believe that.
Zero shots.
He hit a post, for your 100 point guy. He hit a post on one. So it's not a shot.
Yeah, right.
No, I absolutely believe it. And
zero
shots. When they get to play like when they get playing like that, they are very pedestrian.
Only 23 shots as a team. You know.
See, that's why I don't want to take credit away from Binnington.
Right.
He was okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
Bruins did not do enough.
No, they didn't.
And the first line struggled again. Second line is basically non-existent right now. Which is why I think if you're Bruce Cassidy, you've got to consider a lineup change. I think you've got to get Kuhlman in and get Backes out. He played 9-plus minutes. He had 6 hits. But what is he bringing? And is he helping Krejci? Look, DeBrusque has been
a shadow of his former self. And they said last night on the broadcast, like proof that the national guys don't watch all the games. Was it Eddie Olchuk doing the game? Or doing the color,
where
he said something about Jake DeBrusque, who's had a great season. I was like, okay, I'll play along.
He had a great season. I'll play along.
And he goes, and a great playoff run. I was like, whoa. I'm like, he's maybe the one guy you could say has not had a great playoff run. Everybody else has had signature moments, and they're like, oh, this was really good, that was really good, whatever. DeBrusque has been terrible. And then Krejci's been really bad, but it's also hard to tell how much of that is Krejci or how much of that is the two guys they're playing him with. Like, because he's also been...
He's part of it.
He hasn't had a point in a while, right?
Absolutely part of it. Yeah. And, you know, you're being carried by your third and fourth lines right now, which is a credit to them. I'm not taking anything away from them. But you can't win consistently in the NHL without production from your top two lines.
No. I mean...
You've got to be better.
Krejci hasn't scored a goal since the Columbus series, and he hasn't had an assist... actually, he hasn't had a point in the 4 Stanley Cup games, or final games. So, that's not good.
Not what you're looking for.
Not at all.
And they've got some things that they've got to sort out. Now, they do have an extra day. They're traveling today. They stayed last night.
Oh, they did. Interesting.
They do all these studies of what's better, you know.
Sleep guys, they come at you.
Now, I had heard that they were going to hold a media availability before departure today. Okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I get that. But then they're going to hold another one this afternoon. They're going to make them do 2 today.
Ugh.
And I'm assuming that means, you know, we'll give you 2 players in the morning and we'll give you 2 players in the afternoon or something like that.
Right.
But they're traveling back today. Look, Chara can get medical attention there, and I'm sure did, probably all night long.
Get him a good dentist.
But they've got to get him, you know, evaluated here. They may know right now. They may know from the doctors in St. Louis, hey, it's not broken, or it is broken, or, you know, he lost 2 teeth, or whatever it is. They probably have an idea, but they want to get him back here. Their doctors look at him and evaluate him.
Now, my just guess is if you have a guy as tough as Chara not being allowed to play in a Stanley Cup final game, there's no way in 2 days he's going
to
be good to go.
It would be hard to
imagine.
I would
just be shocked.
He's a cyborg.
I know he is, but if it was bad enough to keep him out of that game, I'd be shocked if you saw him in Game 5.
You guys are all lined up. We'll get right to the calls with you here at 617-779-7937. I will also tell you that we'll talk with former Boston Bruins captain Ray Bourque at 11:30, get his thoughts on what he saw last night. Maybe more importantly, what will be the task for the rest of the Bruins defense if, again, I'm leaving Kevin Miller out because he hasn't played this whole playoffs, but you've now got to go without 2 of your top 6 defensemen if that's the case on Thursday, because it's hard for me to picture either of them being there Thursday.
Yeah, I would not count on it. Maybe Zboril.
Yeah, or Lauzon. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Dale and Keefe have got a trend.
This is is Boston's sports station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, Bruins fell to the Blues 4-2 in Game 4 last night in St. Louis. Zdeno Chara took a puck to the face early second period. He did not return.
And compared to some of the things that he blocks and takes,
I know,
it almost didn't seem like it was that big a deal, but it was just the right spot, the way it
yeah.
got him.
And, that was awful.
I mean, it was pretty clear when he was bleeding all over the ice.
You know, that's the only reason I didn't go pro as a hockey player. I just didn't want to get hit in the face.
Yeah, well,
I didn't want to get hit in the face with the puck. So I said, you know what, not for me. Series now tied 2-2, Game 5 of the Cup Final back here in Boston on Thursday. Red Sox back in action tonight, taking on the Royals in Kansas City. Eduardo Rodriguez gets the start. You can listen to the game right here on the Shaw's Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Pregame 7:15, first pitch 8:15. Joe Castiglione and Josh Lewin on the call. And the NBA Finals resume tomorrow with Game 3.
Not today. No,
not today. Give them a couple of days.
They need another day to rest.
Well, they're traveling, just like the Bruins. 2 days off to travel.
How long does it take to get from Toronto to... I mean, could you do it in a day?
Louis.
No. Could you do it in a day?
I would like to think so.
If you wanted to get from Toronto to Oakland...
Depends on what Drake's
schedule is. Is it a multi-day trip?
I don't know if Drake's taking the private flight out there. Who's on his plane with him?
I believe Wiggy is on the plane with him.
You know who the big Golden State Warriors celebrity fan is? Guy Fieri.
I heard
that's
that he
Slaver Town.
he was in Toronto. He was here for Tom Brady's best buddies thing.
Yep, he always does that.
And then he zipped up to Toronto to catch the game on the weekend.
Apparently, he's actually like a really good guy. That's what I've heard.
Why wouldn't he be?
I mean, look at him. I can tell
you. Excuse me?
I said, look at him. My friends who own the main diner.
Yeah.
When he was doing Dives and Dives. He did a show up there.
Oh yeah,
and they were telling me he was great.
That's what I've heard.
He was incredible
like
with everybody. He was nice. He was friendly.
He looks like a cartoon character, but he
sure does. But tell me, you wouldn't want to grab a bite with him, have a chat?
Nah.
You don't think him and Drake are flying back and forth?
They might go together. They probably have a huge
some good food.
They probably have a huge bet going on.
Drake said, "Hey, could you bring a couple of things to eat? Maybe
love Drake." Love Drake. Can't wait to see where he's sitting.
Drake.
Can't wait to see where
Drake over Guy Fieri?
Yeah, every time.
Weakest take you've ever had.
No, it's not. It's the strongest. It's the most confident I've ever been in a take.
Yeah, I'm with Keith on this one.
Thank you.
So you're out.
Well, it doesn't help losing a D at any point, but, you know, I think he's a big part of our defensive core. He's our leader, so, you know. It is what it is. We just got a battle. I think guys battled hard and did what they could.
Tuukka Rask after the game last night talking about the departure of Zdeno Chara. I will at least offer this up. At different times, teams will embellish. They will do what they can do to buy a call,
get an advantage.
They will do it. It seemed like the Blues took it to Montreal Canadian levels last night, didn't they?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like both teams have done that.
I thought they went way beyond.
Yeah, I think both teams, but I mean, they didn't call a lot of penalties.
The Tarasenko one was awful.
Yeah, no, it was bad. It was bad. But I would say both teams
Binnington
have done it all series
long.
Didn't
get a call, but tried to buy one, you know, with the embellishment when Marchand went by him.
Yeah. Now, that one was embarrassing. I mean, Marchand hit him with his stick, but he didn't need to go down the way that he did. But I think both teams have been guilty of that in the four games that we've seen so far.
Oh, I said every team will do it
from
time to time. Yeah. The Blues just seem to... I think it was combined with the stuff that their coach had said, you know, salting the water a little bit here with the officials, and now it's like, we got to buy some calls.
But you could also tell early on that there wasn't going to be a lot of calls. Well, at least if they were going to be consistent in that regard. Now, some of the calls that they did make didn't make a lot of sense considering how they started out the game, but... Early on, there was a few times where you're like, well, that probably would have been a penalty games 1-3, and it wasn't here. And the Blues took advantage of that. They were much more aggressive than the Bruins were.
We'll get to the calls with you guys and let you check in at 617-779-7937. Let's kick it off with Bob in Waltham. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
You know, before I get into the refs and the dirty Blues, let's talk about something that the Bruins need to do for themselves.
Play better.
Every time we've seen the Bruins lose, I find myself, and I'm totally blind, so I listen to games on a radio, I'm yelling at the radio, and I'm saying apple or friggin' blueberry. And what I mean by that is all of the friggin' turnovers that we see, especially from our top guys. It's pretty bad. I mean, it is amazing how many bad games our top guys have had in the playoffs. If you look overall at the playoffs, you know, every time they're losing a game, it's because Marchand, Krejci, and even Bergeron at times. I don't know if these guys are playing hurt or what the deal is, but they've really got to take care of that. If we're going to have any more of that, we can kiss it goodbye. Other than that, we really ought to win this series, it seems to me. And I think one of the things that our coach needs to do now is do a little bit of complaining and say, hey, how come the stuff that was penalties in games 1 through 3 wasn't penalties in game 4? Was it because you were listening to the other coach? And I don't know if you get fines or not for doing that, but I thought that was a little strange. I'm going to start calling these guys the Dirty Blues here.
Well, Matt Kelman, writing on WEEI.com, suggested, he says, Bruce Cassidy's next act must be to call out Blues embellishment. Now, he's not saying that the officiating cost the game yesterday. He's saying Craig Berube did what he can do, which is lobby for officials to back up his team as best he can. He did it. It worked. And it's time for Cassie to now talk about the embellishment. If they had taken two guys off at a time, you know, and I think Cassidy would have said, okay, fine, you want to call it an illegal check to the head, go ahead. But did he also try to sell it? Did he also embellish it? And that's where Calvin writes about this on .com, saying, you know, it's not time for Cassidy to play Berube's game.
Yeah, he's not wrong, but it also sucks that that's even a thing. Like, you need, so the refs are so influenced by what the head coaches say at the press conferences. Like, give me a break. Just call the game the way that you would call it. Don't be, oh, well, Berube said this, so we might want to let him play now. Oh, Cassidy said we're going to look for embellishment. Just call it the way that you would normally call it. Just try to be consistent. And the problem is, game 4 looked nothing like the previous games in the series. But at the very least, I think you got that sense early on. But it was a direct result of what Berube said, which is dumb. That shouldn't happen.
Oh, look who's back.
Who's that?
T, who can't spell the rest of his first name.
Oh, that's all right. What do you got, T?
Well, I got a couple of things that you guys would have no clue about, so just listen up and you'll get them.
All right, perfect.
Number one, I'll ask in the question form to give you a chance.
All right, so are we going to answer after each one, or are you just going to go through this whole list?
No, this is one question, yeah, and then I got two quick things. I'll be right out of your way.
I know, but I'm saying, do you want us to answer the question, or do you want us just to listen?
Yeah, well, that's why.
Because you said to shut up and listen, but then also you're going to ask questions.
No. Stop wasting time.
No. Well, you're. I'm just asking. I just want to clarify. No, I don't think I am ready. I would like to know. Am I going to answer this?
Zdeno Chara got hurt last night, right? Do you know what led to him getting hurt?
He got hit in the face.
Yeah, I know. But what led to that? What led to it? See if you watched the game.
I did watch the game.
All right, well, what led to it then?
He was a little out of position. Is that what you're going to say?
No, wrong. He once again made a foolish turnover straight up the middle of the ice that turned into a good chance, but luckily he recovered and took one off the face. So it was his own fault why he got that in the face of a brutal turnover by him, which is usual. That's number one.
Yeah, but if he blocked it in like the shoulder, we wouldn't be talking about this. The puck hit him in the face.
Because he gave it away.
All right, did they score a goal on that? Did they score a goal on that? Nobody's saying that he's never turned the puck over before.
Couldn't have happened. I'm just telling you why it happened.
Okay,
you
but it didn't,
though, because you don't have a clue.
I know. That's why we have callers like you to educate us.
Number two, Ryan O'Reilly.
I'm still hung up on number one, if we're being honest.
Ryan.
So you're just going to blame Chara
made
for
a fool of yourself.
Who did Chara?
He made a brutal turnover.
Okay.
And that's why the puck was in the zone, and that's why he got hit in the mouth.
Okay. He blocked it. All right. Number two.
That's a fact. Number two. Ryan O'Reilly's wraparound goal. Ryan O'Reilly, the curve on his stick, right? It's like a straight stick, but at the very, 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 very tip of it is where it's curved. So that very may not be the
exact
reason
why he
scored.
How do you know that, T?
You're making yourself look like a fool, pal.
No, I'm
just
curious.
Keep your mouth shut.
No, I'm
do
curious. I'm not going to keep my mouth shut. It's a show, 10 to 2.
Stick.
If I keep my mouth shut, it's going to be a very boring show. I'm just going to be sitting here very quiet. I'm just curious. How do you know that?
Curved stick.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Curved stick. You sound like a fool, pal.
How do you know that?
And number three.
I sound like the fool.
We can play
you back to yourself here in a second.
If these games are played 5-on-5, it's going to be tough for the Bruins. Keith, anytime you want a lesson, I'll call every day, pal.
Call every day. I'm here from 10 to 2.
Buffoon.
Oh, yeah, buffoon. That's the buffoon guy.
By the way, I know who it was. By the way, just for the record.
Telling a radio host to shut up is the dumbest thing in the world. You can say I disagree with you or you're an idiot. That actually makes more sense. But to say shut up makes no sense.
Can I point out to T that
what's the show?
In that back and forth between you and T?
Yeah.
One of you's getting paid for this.
Oh, that'd be me. That'd be me.
One of you stayed on hold for a while to get the opportunity.
Right.
Can I ask caller etiquette then?
Yeah.
If you want to get a point across as a caller, how would you guys, do they say, give me a second? Or how do they?
No, go, yo, don't you interrupt me. Don't you interrupt me. I'm going to teach you something about hockey. I'm going to teach you all about hockey right now. Chara turned the puck over. He deserved to get hurt. Ryan O'Reilly's got a curved stick. Okay. So what was his point on the Ryan O'Reilly goal? He has like a different stick than everybody else?
That it's they straight, all have a curved except stick. It's curved at the end, and that's they why he was it, able to do the oh, wraparound.
Okay. I thought you have like the straight stick. I thought everybody played with just like a paddle out there. It was field hockey. What's this guy talking? I love
floor hockey stick.
T's the buffoon guy. Now, I think we need to limit him to like one or two buffoons per call, because the previous call, he said it about 30 times. But he's a great caller. T. That's T.
We relabeled him T, and it's in brackets going to say buffoon.
Buffoon. The buffoon guy.
Oh, I knew who it was the minute I pulled him up. So
only one person abbreviates their entire name with one letter.
Yeah, T.
Although the Bruins do call their captain Z.
They do.
I don't think it's the same.
That's a good point.
They do
it's
call
big
him that.
Z.
Not as many Z's out there, because now you're calling every, you know, Thomas and Tim and Terry, you're calling these guys T. That'd be a million T's running around.
Scary T. Yeah.
Not as many Z's.
Gets way too confusing.
Yeah.
Mark's in Medford. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's going on?
It's going great. We just talked to T.
It's great.
Keith, I'm going to word it nicely so you don't get mad at me. I think what he was trying to say was, unfortunately, the Chara turnover, he put it right on the guy's stick, and Chara had to recover from that, and he poke-checked him, and it rolled up his stick and hit him in the mouth. But what he's trying to say was, if he didn't turn it over in the first place, it probably wouldn't have hit him in the face if he just got it out of the zone.
Yeah, that's okay, maybe.
But he was acting like an ass.
No, I know, but I'm like, okay, so but, we're just saying, so, but, all right. But still, Chara's hurt, and you got to deal with it.
Right. I got a couple other issues. Dale, you said the refereeing was horrible last night. I completely agree. Apparently, if you bitch and moan enough in this league, you get what you want.
Yeah.
Because game three, there was 17 penalties called for the same crap that was happening last night, and there was only 7 penalties called, 0 in the first period, and obviously the Bruins had more penalty killing.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Then St. Louis last night, because it was 4-3 in favor of St. Louis.
I mean, it's a little thing, but just as an example. You know, David Backes goes to the net. Goaltender makes the save. Alex Pietrangelo grabs him. Now, after the whistle.
He throws
grabs
him
around the head and throws him down. But
that's nothing.
That there's no penalty
How
there,
is
right?
that nothing? That had to be
and it
something.
Seemed like
that's
it,
something.
It seemed like that's an illegal act, but
right. And then in game three, you know, Chara and who was it?
Maroon
were just kind of tapped each other.
We're gonna call
both,
that.
Yeah, both out of here. Like it's you don't know what's a penalty and what isn't. And that is the biggest point too. That so a coach says something in a post game press conference, and then they all freak out and then start calling it differently. Yeah, that's nice. That's fun.
Which is why Kalman suggested
he's
today.
Probably right.
What
it
Cassidy
sucks.
Has
he's
to do
right.
between now and Thursday,
yeah.
he has to talk about embellishment.
Yeah.
He's got to say, you know, do you think maybe they're trying to sell things a little too hard here? And in some respects, they've ended up looking like the Montreal Canadiens. I understand every team embellishes
I think they
stuff.
Both have at times.
I think
yeah.
they've taken it to that next level. Good for them. It worked. They got what they wanted.
But unlike the Canadians, they're also throwing their weight around and crushing the Bruins at
right.
times. You know, that they have proven to be very physical.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll talk to Ray Bourque at the bottom of the next hour, get his thoughts on what happened last night and what the Bruins have to do better come Thursday. That would be almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI. I got a little tiny bit embarrassed for the St. Louis Blues franchise last night. when Wayne Gretzky was introduced, this St. Louis Blues legend, Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, boy, was that bad.
What are we doing? He played 18 games
18
there.
Games.
It's like introducing Dominique Wilkins as Boston Celtics legend or
that is
Shaquille
so
O'Neal.
Oh, Shaq played way more games than 18.
I know. 18 games for the St. Louis Blues. He was the captain there, by the way.
Of course he was.
The C on his sweater as a member of the St. Louis Blues.
Of course he was. But that is it's really, really bad.
18 games in his entire Blues career. But they're claiming him for their own. I guess he actually lives there now.
Oh, does he?
I was reading.
Why?
His
you could live anywhere in the world.
Somebody said his wife is from that area.
She is?
I believe that Janet Jones is from
maybe
somewhere around there. And
I was going to say, that's the only reason to live there.
Yeah, he left Arizona.
Right.
Where, you know, you would think retired people want to go live where the sunshine is, but...
Yeah, she's Janet Jones, believe it or not, from Bridgeton, Missouri. So it's got to be close to St. Louis.
So I believe that that's why they decided they were going to relocate there.
Yikes.
Well, that and there's less gambling for her to get involved.
Not true. They have a casino there. They got a casino in St. Louis. But yeah, so maybe she'll get involved with a little more action.
St. Louis Blues legend.
Yikes. Yeah, that's stretching it a little bit.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Reg is on the cell phone. Hey, Reg.
Hey, Dale. What's happening, man?
How are you?
Doing fantastic. Hey, listen, I wanted to just quickly touch base. You guys have had a string of lunatic callers here when they're talking about Chara and the like. We certainly appreciate that he's made some turnovers and the like, but
right.
You know, those are things that you're going to get out of a 42-year-old captain defenseman.
Who's playing 25 minutes a game.
Right.
Absolutely. But listen, I wanted to focus the effort and the energy on somewhere else here, primarily on our fourth line. Really seeing a ton of turnovers here that are really disturbing. And inside that 2-3 foot zone, inside our own defensive blue line, puck turnover there has been killing us. And the one guy who I continuously see guilty is charged and extremely soft on the ice now is Danton Heinen. So give me a take on that.
Yeah, look, he has not had a great series in terms of numbers. I don't necessarily disagree with that. It was the fourth line that really got trapped out there for that long shift at one point.
Yeah.
I mean, Charlie Coyle was out there for a long time. Heinen does some things that are really effective, and I like him a lot. He's very smart. You know, he's in good position defensively, all those things. But it's like everybody else on that team right now, not named Charlie Coyle or you know, guys like that, shoot the damn puck.
Yeah. Even Johansson, who's been skating around great, and he's like, oh, look at this guy. Like, it looks like he's going to break through with something, but we haven't really seen it from Johansson. So it's been more Coyle, for sure. Coyle's been just scoring goals, and he looks great out there. But, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of different guys that you could look at for more. The second line has been invisible. It's not even really a second line anymore. That's just completely invisible.
Which is why I think that if I'm Bruce Cassidy, I got to think about making a change there. Now, Backes brings a physical presence, and this is a physical opponent. As I said, he played 9-some minutes last night and had 6 hits.
Most hits on the team.
The question I had was, how many hits did he take?
He took a few hits. He should have drawn at least one penalty, right? I mean, those guys...
They want him bad.
As I say, whether they're friends with him, like Petrangelo, or they hate him, like Edmondson, it doesn't seem to matter. He is getting hit. He is at the center of it. I just think the series is too physical to take him out. I think you would lose a little something there. I like having him out there. Now, I know he's not out there a ton, and that's fine.
The problem is, and he's not the only... I don't mean to blame the second line's problems just on David Backes. That would be unfair.
Yeah.
Jake DeBrusk isn't doing anything.
He's been worse to me just based on expectation, right? Like,
I don't expect Backes to score a ton.
No, he's playing 9 minutes. You hope he hits a couple of guys, and he just gives you a little bit of toughness out there. As long as he doesn't turn it over or do anything stupid, you're fine. But Krejci and DeBrusk have been invisible, and I don't think that if you just throw Kuhlman on there, all of a sudden DeBrusk will get going. So I would rather just keep Backes, but yeah, I don't know if there's anything else
that
you would
do. I mean, the tendency, I'm guessing, if I'm Cassidy, is I don't want to mess too much with the third and fourth lines because they've really been pretty effective. It's the top two lines that have been the problem. I mean, do I want to pull a guy off the third line and stick him up with Backes and DeBrusk? Do I want to...
I mean, you could try that, I guess. Or, you know, depending on how many power plays you get, maybe you start double shifting certain guys, too. And, you know, because Backes obviously is going to play a lot. And his numbers are his ice time is always down because he's not killing penalties and he's not on the power play. But
like, you could theoretically flip Backes and Heinen.
Yeah.
But do you then run the risk of messing things up for the Coyle-Johansson combo?
Yeah, you could.
Now, maybe it would help get Krejci and DeBrusk going if Heinen was there. I don't know. I mean, the previous caller didn't like Heinen's game at all. I'm not sure that necessarily.
And then the other issue, too, is, and I don't have all the stats in front of me, but the top line, it seems like we're either talking about a night where they dominated or a night where they had nothing. It's right. Very few times where it's just the solid. Middle. There's very little in the middle. You're like Patrice Bergeron, you go back to the last handful of games, it's either 3 points or 0 points, right? I mean, I think, you know, last night Bergeron did have an assist. We had one. So that's
on the shorthanded goal.
On the shorthanded goal, which was great, but
and a great play by Marchand at the blue line to set that whole thing up. It was terrific.
Yeah, but I mean that's another thing where again those guys 330 goal scorers. You're obviously expecting a whole lot more out of them than certain nights what they've given you. For example, the last game against Carolina, Patrice Bergeron had 3 points when they completed the sweep. He had 2 goals and an assist. First 2 games of St. Louis, 0 points, 0 points. Then game 3, he has 3 points. So it's just one of those things where you have very few nights where they just sort of chip in and don't do anything crazy, but also aren't shut out. So it still comes down to those guys. If they play really well, they're hard to beat.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Ray Bourque's going to join us at 11:30. We'll get his thoughts on last night and looking forward to game 5. Kiefer Madness today, there is bad bodily harm being threatened by people.
I know.
And I think it has to stop right now.
Radio hosts of all people. We're a non-physical group, or so I thought.
Well, some of us
thanks.
At least are. And we assume that our buddy Doug Vaughn, the poet laureate, had a bunch of stuff to say today.
He had to be in a good mood.
We're going to get to that as well. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.